All right, it is 5:31 p.m. Let's get started. I will call to order this meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission, March 28, 2024. We'd like to open it for public comment. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes, unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. So please limit your comments to 3 minutes. I have a timer, and please state your name and address if you wish to address the commission. So we will open it for public comments at 5:32 p.m. All right, there appears to be none. So we will close the time for public comments. Thank y'all. I'm glad you're here. Item 3, discussion and consider action on the minutes of the special meeting held February 22nd, 2024. So I will call for a motion to discuss. Call for a motion to discuss.
All motion.
And a second.
Second.
Okay, are there any comments on the minutes from February 22nd, 2024? Any corrections, amendments, anything like that? All right, so seeing none, hearing none, I will call for a motion to approve the minutes from February 22nd.
I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. All approved.
Aye.
All right, that is approved. Thank you all very much. Updates from our city council member, Story Cook, please.
Yes, okay. So, our city council is negotiating a contract right now with a company called KSA, and they are going to do an assessment of the old Woodway Family Center for us to kind of let us know what is needed in order to bring it up to ADA compliance and just kind of get costs for everything. So, we're still in the stages where it has not been fully negotiated yet. It has not been brought back to council for that cost. But we're in that pursual stage. The other thing so Jimmy Rogers could not be here tonight, but everything is really moving forward with the Woodway Family Center opening. And so actually on Monday is our senior open house starting at 8 a.m. And if you go to the Woodway Family Center website, it is revamped and there's a whole senior section. And in front of you, you'll see all of the senior programs and the times for different items. And so, it is a very full calendar. I'm so thrilled to see all of this. And I know that they're even working on some other things that are in the works to have an instructor do some yoga type activities, not necessarily yoga, but like balance things. And so that is very exciting. And then the Woodway Family Center grand opening is on Saturday, April 6th from 10 to 12. And so if y'all would attend that, that would be so wonderful. There's going to be keynote speakers. There's actually going to be swag that you can get if you're one of the first 50 in the door, and then also for purchase, and there'll be a keynote speaker, and it'll just be a great way to see the facility and all that there is to offer. And yeah, so we're excited to get the doors open and people fully in there, and then the Eclipse event will be at Lakeside Park on the 8th. So we've got a lot going on, and I hope you see both of your calendars with all that we have to offer this spring.
Do any members of the commission have questions for Council Member Cook?
The info y'all are going to get back from KSA, it goes to y'all. Does it go to us after it goes to y'all?
I don't.
What's the process?
So for that part, I don't think so, because it's just about getting an assessment of the building. Yes. Okay. So it's not what to actually like to move forward to do anything with the building. Does that make sense? So, and I'm not sure what that process is going to entail even after we have that assessment. So.
Other questions for Councilmember Cook? Thank you.
Yeah.
We move on to item five, subcommittee reports, Pogue Park. I don't have, okay.
I believe I sent an email to Kesha earlier this month that had a citizen request for improving the area underneath the merry-go-round. It was falling apart and kids were tripping in it apparently. And I have not had a chance to go back through the park and see if that happened yet. That was the only input I had all month.
If I could, I kind of tell you a little bit what we did there.
Okay.
We replaced some it's some rubber material that we had laid down years ago when we installed the merry-go-round, and just with the kids playing going around and around and around, this wears out. So we had some new pieces and we replaced them. So that ought to be good for a few more years.
Now, oh, thank you. Thank you.
And there was another concern, I think, with the grass burrs at the volleyball pit, which I took care of them for you then.
Love
that's
it.
All I have.
Whitehall Park. I'm not sure who the Whitehall liaison is. I'd be one of our absent members.
Yeah, and I may be one of them, but I haven't been to the park. I haven't been there since we last met, so.
I have a question. My comments are, I think, more for considering the budget. Like, if I have a request for doing something at the park, is that more for item number 7, or is that now? Item number 7. Okay, I'll hold on my comments.
Activity park? I've been walking there lately, and it's in good shape. You know, there are some kind of dips and dings in the grass area, but that just happens.
Yeah.
So. Lakeside Park.
I'm in there, looks good.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I can't remember if we mentioned it last time we met, that while some of the kiosks still have old maps, there's the big one now whenever you enter that appears to be correct.
Okay. I did notice on the kiosks that they're still not updated, but there is now a sticker on there with a QR code to scan for the trail maps, which it's good and bad, I think. I think it's great. I did look at the code. I did pull up the QR code, and the map looks fairly accurate. It has trail names on it. But on the other hand, I also feel like when people visit the park to go out and be in nature and go walk trails, it's not necessarily that the point was to be on your phone. So I would still like to see those kiosks updated in addition to the QR code that's there.
And I think last meeting, Ms. Goble brought it up about if we could do anything about the erosion from the water line heating up and losing a lot of trees. I did talk to the Corps about that, but they never got back in touch. I'll stay on top of that for you.
And Woodway Family Center, it's opening, grand opening is Saturday. Anything else on that?
I don't have anything else to add for that. It's exciting to know that, like, this calendar is great. And
calendar, great.
Opening, and it's going to be so neat to see, like, a new generation of kids and, well, every age using that. You know, it's going to be great.
Okay, thank y'all. Originally, we had... we're going to discuss and consider action on a partnership between the city and Midway ISD to rehabilitate the PAW at Woodway Elementary School. Representatives from Midway had a scheduling conflict, so that will take place probably on our May at our May meeting. And so we move on to number 7, discussion on plans to rehabilitate the golf course at Woodway Lakeside Park. So we need a motion to discuss the plan to rehabilitate the golf course, disc golf course at Lakeside.
A motion.
We have a motion and a second. I believe city staff will address us on that, please.
I'm going to stay over here and go over some of the details. What we've done in the past, since July, we've installed the new, I can read my notes, install a new disc golf map sign up there by the pavilion. I don't know if you noticed. We replaced that back in July. And since then, we installed, we had some concerned people, I guess, that played disc golf here. I think they actually came to y'all with some concerns of doing some rehabilitation to it. Here was the sign that I had to have replaced. And anyway, which you can see, the basket on the left is one of the old ones, and the new ones actually have a band to it. Anyway, we ended up installing three of the new, they call them a PDGA, board certified, where they can have tournaments and stuff like that. They wanted us to replace three of them for now, and in the next, or well, in the future, to replace, because there's 18 baskets altogether. So in the future, we're going to replace the next 15 of them, and they're going to look like those. And we also installed the wood chips around the cedar mulch. They wanted that around because it gets a little muddy. You know, you get a lot of people playing around, playing out there, and it gets pretty muddy. So we installed mulch all the way around every tee and every basket. But our plans are for this coming year is to go ahead and budget out another $12,000 to install the other 15 baskets, as what's on the screen there, plus new signage that shows the distance and different things, I guess, on the signs. I don't know if I'll see if it's a little better or disc golf, but there was a couple of signs that were missing. I think it was on number 7 and number 7A and 7B. And if y'all have any questions, just feel free to ask me. Maybe I can fill it in. That's basically all I have.
That's great.
And like I said, this is what I'm asking for, is $12,000 to put in for next year's capital. And that's to replace the existing baskets and the signage.
Do you know if the ones that are up now, excluding the three new ones, are they up to the Professional Disc Golf Association? Like, they have?
Apparently they're not, but they said for the time being, they're fine.
Okay.
So I told them, I said, you know, in the coming year, we'll go ahead and replace the rest, you know, the other 15.
Okay. And do you know anything about the pads?
The pads, they had mentioned something, some of them were a little unlevel and stuff like that. Maybe in the future, I checked everything out. They all look fairly good to me. And maybe later on, in the next couple of years, that might be something that we want to replace, as far as, you know, they're just old.
Yeah. I know that Waco hosts a huge professional disc golf tournament. It draws a ton of people, and they play those Cameron Park Brazosies courses. But if we could get ours, but I think the pads have, like, that's another part that, like, they have to qualify or be up to a certain standard for. But that would be really neat if this course could get added into a tournament like that. So it's nice that we're moving in that direction.
That might be something y'all can think about putting in the future.
That's great. Yeah, and, oh, sorry, go ahead. I was just gonna say, I don't know if you guys saw that Bryce Cherry did a Waco Trip article about, like, his favorite disc golf courses in town, and Woodway was his favorite. Lakeside Park was his favorite. So,
and I periodically ride out there and talk to a lot of people that play disc golf, and I ask for just what their preferences are or what we could do to improve the park. And they all think it's wonderful. Now, whether or not it's that PDGA, you know, tournament regulated, I don't know about all that, but I'm sure we can get some information from other, like this one company that I bought these three baskets at, Simply Disc. They're very knowledgeable. They helped me out quite a bit of what we can do as far as the coming year, as far as like the signage and what baskets we. At first, we went they wanted us to spruce up the park a little bit, and we went, because they were all painted yellow at one time, and we repainted them yellow again. Well, then we found out that you're not supposed to paint the chains yellow. They said it interferes with the disc going into the basket. So we learned something new there. Hadn't had no complaints since then, I guess, so we must be doing something.
My 15-year-old son has, over the last probably 2 years, picked up playing. And, you know, and he has commented on the noticeable differences. He can tell that there's work that you've been doing out there over the, you know, the short amount of time that he's been playing. He's like, oh, he noticed the mulch, and he's noticed new baskets, and so that's, that's great. Thank you for all your work.
It's like the mulch. We got so many cedar trees down. Not whether they're dying out there. It's sad. But we'll have an endless supply of mulch, cedar mulch to put around. But yeah, it's just been so long that we've never did a whole lot of maintenance to the disc golf. And it's kind of nice that if we could, you know, the only time we'd ever do anything is if somebody stole one of the baskets, which that's happened quite a few times.
People have stolen the baskets?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We've already had to replace them. I don't know how many my time. But, and we even put locks at the bottom or even bolts, but they cut them.
Right. The pads that have been unleveled, are the pads broken or just not level?
Some of them apparently might be a little off, but I walked every one of them, and I really didn't see that it would affect much.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not a...
It's not like a fall risk or anything. It's not like a big crack.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the guy that came from Baylor, you know him, Paramount, that is all down here, I think he was advocating for, like, longer pads maybe or something, but I think it was, like, to meet the specs for the professional.
Yeah, he had sent my director an email, and he never gave any dimensions, but he said, like, maybe in a long-term project, that might be something we need to think about doing, is replacing those.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, just a short-term to get the tournaments, you know, people start coming in here to fix what we already had fixed. You know, or what we're fixing right now is the baskets and the mulch, and they needed a couple of trees trimmed, which I thought that was one of the things about, you know, disc golf is flying, you know, around the trees and stuff, but we trimmed a few trees apparently that they didn't like the tree limbs hanging in the way.
Part of the challenge.
I do agree with you, Emily, that if we can be tracking towards it being a course where we can bring in, you know, tournament level, that would be a great direction to head.
Yeah. It's definitely playable as it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have.
And there's lots of people. My son and his friends, I dropped them off the other day, and there were tons of people out there.
There's always someone out there.
Like a Saturday, maybe.
Yeah. And we've played, and we've seen serious people out there. Like the pull-on bags with lots of discs.
My son and his friends would not be those kids.
nor would we.
They're just having fun.
Yeah. Any other questions on item 7 about the disc golf course? Okay, thank you. That was good information. Item 8, discussion on recommendations to the City Council for 2024-2025 fiscal year park-related budget items. We need a motion to open this discussion.
I'll motion.
And we need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you all very much. Does the city or council have anything to present to us ahead of our discussion?
No, this is truly to hear, like, your feedback, citizen feedback that you've received, just, like, dream.
So things we would like to see.
Dream a little dream.
Got it.
Yeah. Can't guarantee anything, right? But just to help kind of know what you're hearing and what you see and what you want and all of that.
Okay.
You're up.
I have a lot. At Hogue Park, I've been looking at the different volleyball courts, and I'm so thankful about the sticker burns getting a little bit under control there. I would love to see our volleyball, our sand volleyball court be boxed in with wood as other courts are. It holds sand in better and it holds weeds out better. But more importantly, it stops a lot of balls so that you're not trekking through grass and through stickers. And as you know, most people play sand volleyball barefoot. So it becomes really difficult to have to throw your shoes on every time you need to chase down the ball. I would love to see that at Pope Park. At Whitehall, I spend a lot of time at Whitehall. I would love to see the dog park expanded to the empty, vacant area that it sounds like we're not going to probably do too much with because there are residents whose yards back up to that area. I feel like that would be fairly, as far as using that space goes, pretty inexpensive as far as things are considered. On the low end, at least installing the fencing to expand that, it's not being used. On the high end, it would be great to have another bench, picnic bench, and another dog bowl, another water dog bowl. I know those are expensive. And then probably the most comments that I get when I'm at Whitehall is from the folks that live in that neighborhood. A lot of them are walking their dogs over there because their yards are right there. And probably the comment that I get the most is they're not upset by it, but they just continually comment, gee, there's always people on the tennis courts from sunup to sundown being kicked out at 10 p.m. when the park closes and often people waiting in line. And so I know that's a bigger ticket item and I don't know where we would put it necessarily, but I do think that there's a need for somewhere, some additional tennis courts. Most of the people that are out there are playing pickleball because those are the only two public pickleball courts in Woodway. Badger Ranch has two, but that's private. The next closest is Rice Fields, which has four tennis courts, none of which are marked for pickleball. And then there are times for pickleball indoors at a couple of churches. And at the Y, all of those operating hours are during the working day. And so it's just not a solution for most people. And so that's the comments that I'm getting from most of the people out at Whitehall is it would be great if there could be more tennis courts somewhere to kind of alleviate the congestion that's there. I've played pickleball, and so I can concur with all of those things. In fact, all the people at Rice Field, even though the Rice tennis courts are not marked for pickleball, everyone that's there is playing pickleball without marking. So I do think that it is certainly a need. I've been to the churches that play. You're looking at an hour wait to play indoors at most churches. So I do think that it's certainly something that would serve our community. At the Lakeside, I would love to see us continue to do the great work that you did removing poison ivy. It is the season. And it is creeping back already. I've already seen it out there. And it was so wonderful to see it dying off last year when it was treated. I couldn't even guess at how much that cost, but it really, Cameron Park versus Woodway trails, most of them are much narrower than Cameron Park. So at Cameron Park, you can kind of avoid getting off to the sides, but if you're at Woodway and anyone is coming, a biker, you're passing anyone with a dog, you are in the bushes, you're in the brush. And so if there's poison ivy, you are likely standing in poison ivy. And I tell my kids all the time, if you step on something green at Woodway Park, it is likely poison ivy. So I would love to see that continued over there at Lakeside. Anyone else? I'm sorry, I'm taking the floor.
Keep going. What else you got?
I'm trying to think about the other parts in my head. Somebody else
talk. I was going to talk about the need for more pickleball also, just knowing everything that you said.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much that costs or where or if it's at Whitehall or if we find places at other, parks, but I definitely think that it is quite the craze and would be something that would be great to have more of.
Well, the good news is every single day of April from 8 to 3, I know that's working hours, but from 8 to 3 every day in April, like weekday, it's available. But there are some open days like that looks like maybe we could expand hours into the evening. We can ask to expand hours into the evening on some days where there aren't as many things going on to kind of start with, because that frees up, that adds 3 indoor courts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a great start. It would be on my wish list to have some additional outdoors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Outdoor courts at some point.
Others. There are some, a couple of the parks, there's old picnic tables, some of the old concrete picnic tables that have broken or been broken over the years. And it would be nice to replace those, take them out. They're jagged. They just don't appear safe. I would like to see that maybe addressed.
And then, of course, adding kiosks that are updated. Be on my list.
Sabrina, we are going to get that.
We're going to get it eventually.
You can roll off that papers. As your legacy.
I'll donate the paper.
Sabrina Moore Memorial
yes.
Trail Kiosk. Anything else we would like to dream for the next year's budget items? All right, thank you all very much. Brings us to item 9, update on upcoming events, either staff or Council Member Cook.
Well, I kind of did that I kind of mixed them together. So, Alesha, do you have anything else?
I will say, like she said, we've got your calendars. Everybody has a calendar. I want to remind everybody, we do finally, at the City of Woodway, have restocked recycling bags. Those were in demand, and people were very upset when they went away. They are back. You can come up here and get them. They are free of charge anytime during working hours. Or if at the next meeting you need some, send me an email beforehand, and I will stash you a roll and bring them to you. That would be my number one thing, is just know that we have those recycling bags. Everything else is on here. If you have any questions about anything or need anything from me, do not hesitate to let me know. And come to all the fun things we have coming up. This covers everything through our next meeting in May. So at the next meeting, I will have you a brand new summer calendar.
I have a quick question. Do you know if they're doing the brunch?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. And it's not on there yet because it's not June, but they have added a mother-son pajama party at the Woodway Family Center because there weren't any mother-son activities, and so that will be coming about in June. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
All of those events sell out like in 6 hours.
Yes, yes, they do.
They're extremely popular.
Yes. So
Jimmy also made note of they're looking into having a senior ball.
Oh, how fun!
That's nice.
Yes.
Could the city maybe stop advertising the eclipse event though? Every time I see the thing, I'm like, I want it to stay a secret so that all of us locals can go over there.
I will tell you what I do know. I was what we've been told.
I'm joking. Don't put that in the notes.
But I will tell you, I do know we were told at community services from the streets department part of it. Once they've restriped some new parking spaces out there, trying to add to the parking down there, they're not allowing any overnight parking at any of the parks. They are enforcing that strictly.
Good.
People can't just show up and camp out and hold their spot. I actually think they're going to delay opening Lakeside because of the event. They're going to have some setup time. But no overnight parking. And then once the parking that's down there is full, they are cutting off that intersection. You will not be able to go down there to that space and flood that whole street and park on the sides and all of that. They have a plan in place and they're meeting constantly, talking about how they're gonna handle things. So they're gonna shut that intersection off when the parking is full.
So we all go park at Barbara Grammy's and then walk.
That's right. You're straight
up.
Okay, my parents live in Lake Forest, so I guess we'll be just walking from there.
I'm gonna walk from my backyard.
How many parking spaces are there?
Not many.
I don't know, because I know they added, they striped on the grass as much as they could, trying to expand the parking lot, because we are getting a bunch of phone calls. I'll be honest with you, we are trying to steer people in multiple directions rather than the people that call us and say, hey, we just want someplace to come watch. We're kind of trying to steer them to different areas of the city so it's not so congested in one place when they call us. But I don't know, they've added some, but I don't know how many because they just kind of striped as much as they possibly could.
Okay, thank y'all. And that brings us to item 10, adjournment. So we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
And all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
It doesn't appear to be anybody opposed. It is 6:03. So thank y'all very much, and we'll adjourn this meeting. Appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.